Okay, the Gemara talks about the Mishnah starts off. This whole thing about Shabbos, about Chanukah and Sefer Shabbos, is going in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah talks about what wicks and oils you're allowed to use on Shabbos. You're allowed to use only certain wicks and certain oils that don't flicker. And the question is, what type of wicks you have to use on Chanukah? And the Gemara goes on to talk about if the bad oils and the bad wicks that flicker and sometimes go out. Can you use them on Chanukah for Ner Chanukah, and you can use them on Shabbos Chanukah. And there's many way machlokes here based on if kafsa zakukla, meaning if you light your Chanukah candles and they go out, do you have to relight them? Or don't you have to relight the Shabbos, the Chanukah candles? If they go out, you did the mitzvah ready and you lit them. So kafsa ein zakukla means you don't have to relight them, and kafsa zakukla means you do have to relight them. And so that's the question, that if you have to relight them and you use them, and Rashi holds your poshea, other Rishonim holds it just happens, but you might not relight it. Since it might go out and you might not relight it, use the good wicks and the good oils, so there's very little chance of them going out. So you'll have the mitzvah, because if they go out, you'll have to relight it. Others say you could use them because you don't have to relight it, so it could go out. Then there's the whole thing about mutter l'shtamish l'orah or asur l'shtamish l'orah. If you're allowed to use reed to the Shabbos candles, or use the Shabbos candles for whatever reason you want to do. You want to eat, use the candles for light for eating. And so there again, if you light your Shabbos Chanukah candles, if you're allowed to use your Chanukah candles for any work, for anything you want to do in your house, then if it's flickering, you're not getting enough light, then you might come and fix it, which is the Isser Shabbos. So that's how we get into Mutter l'shtamish l'orah or Asur l'shtamish l'orah. And that's the whole piece of Gemara that I wanted you guys to learn. But I can't give you whole shiur and all. So I just want to do the end. The last couple lines on number one, the last couple lines. Oh, you have a very, right before the last couple lines, you have something very interesting. Talk about Girsa Diyankasa. What you learn when you're young, you don't forget. What you learn when you're young is dicker. You guys are still young, okay? Now, I'm way past Girsa Diyankasa. You're not past Girsa Diyankasa yet. So all you're learning now, you won't forget. You want to talk about your Girsa Diyankasa. But the Gemara Paskins at the end, kafsa ein zakukla. If it goes out, I don't have to relight it. So Gemara says, Gemara asks a question. Reminu, I'll ask you a question. Mitzvasa meshetishka chama ad. Some people say shkala regla ben shuk or tetichla regla ben shuk. But the mitzvah is from shkia until people leave the shuk, whatever time that is. Let's say it's a half hour from shkia till it gets dark where people leave the shuk. So that means the Chanukah candles have to be lit. They have to be glowing during that half hour. So that what does that mean? That you have to relight it. You have to have your Chanukah candle lit during that time. So the Gemara asks, well, see, you have to relight it. So Gemara answers, it's either one answer or two answers, but the Gemara says, loy, di lo adlik madlik. That means you have time to light it during that half hour. If you didn't light it at Shkia, you have time to light it until the people leave the shuk. Inami l'shu'uru, or it's saying how much oil do you have to put into your menorah when you light it? So it has to be, you have to put in enough oil that it should be able to be lit, that it should be able to go for this half hour of, let's call it a half hour, of Shkia to regla min ashuk. So that's the end of the Gemara. If you go to number three, look at number three. The Rambam paskins this Gemara, but the Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam says, "Ein madlik in neres Chanukah kodim shetishka chama." You can't light Chanukah candles until Shkia. You can't. Lo ma'achrin, lo ma'kdimim. You can't do it earlier, and you can't do it later. We're not going to talk about the later now, but right now we're talking about the earlier. So according to the Rambam says, and the only place this Rambam could come from, really, is this Gemara. that the Gemara says the Zman Hadlaka is Mishatishka Chama. So Rabbam learns that's your Zman Hadlaka. Tishka Chama. At Shkia, you have to light your Chana candles at Shkia. Not a minute before Shkia, not a minute after Shkia, at Shkia. So we're lucky today we have our phones with our exact Shkia, and you can do it exactly. I don't know if anyone ever did it exactly before that, but we do it we can do it exactly. But that's what the Rambam says. From this Gemara, you have to do it exactly at the Shkia. Then we go to number two. Number two is the Rashba. I'll read it inside. You can read it. You can look at it with me. Hadam rinan mitzvasa mishetishka chama achitchala regom nashuk. That which we say, the mitzvah is from Shkia, mistavra delav ikuvahu. Mistavra, it's not ikuvah. Not like the Rambam. Lomar de kol machen imratzel hadlik eina madlik. The Gemara never meant to say that you can't light it before the Shkia. The Gemara meant it's a good idea. It's good. Chatchila, light it by the Shkia. But never meant like the Rambam says, where you must light it at the Shkia, or else you're not Yotza. There's no such thing. Zakta Rashba. The vadai ilratzel hadlik madlik samuch l'shkia zachama. Of course, if you want to be madlik, you can be madlik close to Shkia. The Ika Pesumi Nisa. There's Pesumi Nisa. Even if Chanukah candles are for Pesumi Nisa. And if I light it a little before the Shkia, it's still the same Pesumi Nisa. As we showed them say later on in the Sugya, it has to be Minker. You have to notice that you're doing it for Pesumi Nisa. Before the Shkia, people also, noticing. If you do it in the morning, no noticing, no one notices you're doing for Pesumi Nisa. But if you're doing it a half hour before the Shkia, or 10 minutes before the Shkia, or 2 minutes before the Shkia, which Rambam holds you're not supposed to do, everyone sees you're doing it for Pesumi Nisa. So of course, Zok the Rashba, you can do it. But the Rashba brings a very interesting raya. The Rashba says, in Sha'amra Kaman, like it says later in the Gemara, there's a whole story about a woman who lit her Shabbos candles late, and her husband told her to light earlier, and how much earlier. And the Gemara says, by Ner Shabbos, the Amud HaEsh Mashrim Ramud HaAnan, that we know there was Amud HaEsh and there was Amud HaAnan. During the day there was Amud HaAnan, and during at night there was Amud HaEsh. Well, Erev Shabbos, the Amud HaEsh came before the Amud HaAnan left. So that means lighting candles came before the Shkia. And of course, you have to light before Shkia, but we see from there that you could, it is nicker that it's for Shabbos. We see it's for Pesumi Nisa. Dr. Rashba. V'lomar, the madlik samach Shkia, ika heker. If you light it close to Shkia, there's a heker. Just like the Amud HaEsh coming, there's a heker. The Tzarek Shabbos Madlikin, we know you're lighting it for Shabbos. Again, if you light your Shabbos candles Friday morning, there's no heker. But if you light it close to the Shkia, then there's a heker. All you need is a heker that you're lighting it for Shabbos. V'achinam dekavasei. And here is the same thing. Chanukah is the same thing as Shabbos. Ela de'ikim mitzvasa l'chayva v'hadlik eina ela mishtishka chama. The ikir mitzvah is from Shkia. But you can do it before Shkia, because it's just like Shabbos. And Shabbos, the Amud HaEsh, and if we learn from the Amud HaEsh, you can do it earlier. There's a heker, you're doing it for Pesumi Nisa, or a heker, you're doing it for Shabbos. So you can do it Chanukah also. So the question is, what does the Rambam do with this Raya? What does the Rambam do with the Rashba's Raya? So you could say many answers, but there's a very classic answer given by Tamidim from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav said, not exactly steer Rambams, but Brisker Rav talks about two Rambams, 4 and 5. Let's read 4, the Rambam in 4. That's Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, Eina Rishus. It's not a Rishus. If I want to light candles for Shabbos, I don't want to. You have no choice. You must light Shabbos candles. In Ratzel Madlik, in Ratzel Ein Madlik, you don't have a choice. V'lo mitzvah she'ein achayv rirdef achreya, ad she'yasena. And there's a double negative here. You must chase after this mitzvah, you must do it. Gion eruv v'chetzeres, which you don't really have to do if you don't want to. Adetil sidayim machil el chayv, you don't want to eat, you don't have to do sidayim. You don't want to carry, you don't have to do eruv v'chetzeres. But you have to do a hadlakas ner Shabbos. ואחד הנשים ואחד נשים חייבים ריאס בבתיהם נר דוב בשבס. And we have to redact all, every single word here, but men and ladies chayev to have a lit candle in their house on Shabbos. Afir ein lo mayochel, even if you don't have what to eat, shol a psachim, you walk around and collect money, volkeach shemen, umalik is a ner, shezeh b'chal onik Shabbos. This is onik Shabbos. Onik Shabbos, have a candle lit in your house on Shabbos. And then the Rambam goes on to say, "V'chayv v'varach chalim adlaka b'arjim chenim acharam sheikh Hashem sotzah sivanu v'hadnei shal Shabbos k'derek shen v'varach al chol dvarim shuchayev v'hem medir v'soifrim." And you have to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah drabbanon, and you have to make a bracha. That's that Rambam. Then there's the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halachei. Misadir adam shulchanai b'erev Shabbos. You have to set your table erev Shabbos before Shabbos comes in. You have to set your table. Even though you don't need a whole set table, all you're eating is kazayas of bread, you have to set your table nicely for Shabbos. Even for Lava Malka. Even though you're upstairs and you're having one piece of pizza or two pieces of pizza for Lava Malka, but you have to have a set table for Lava Malka also. Kidei l'chabdai b'knisasai u'b'tziyasai. Kidei l'chabit Shabbos when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out. V'tzarech v'takein b'beiso me'b'od yom. And you have to do this before Shabbos comes in. V'bnei kavada Shabbos, for kavada Shabbos. V'yener dolok v'shulchan aruch, you have to have a lit candle and a set table. U'mit ha'mitzas in your bed has to be made. Shkol evu l'chvod Shabbos hein. All these things are l'chvod Shabbos. So, the Bisker Rav is bothered by this Rambam. We have a Rambam of Onik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, and the Rambam by Onik Shabbos says there has to be candlelit on Shabbos, during Shabbos, there has to be candlelit for Onik Shabbos. Then, in the halach of Kavod Shabbos, it has to be lit before Shabbos. It has to be a candle there when Shabbos comes in. And the Bisker Rav says, yes, it's two dinim. There's a din Onik Shabbos, and there's a din Kavod Shabbos. Onik Shabbos means, when do you do Onik Shabbos? When do you eat chont? On Shabbos. When do you eat sushi? For those who do that now. On Shabbos. When do you eat filter fish? On Shabbos. That's your Onik Shabbos. Your Onik Shabbos is done on Shabbos. Therefore, for Onik Shabbos, the din is you have to have a candle burning on Shabbos. That's Onik Shabbos. But then there's a din, Kavod Shabbos. You have to honor the Shabbos. How do you honor the Shabbos? When Shabbos comes into your house, has to come in with a candle lit. That's the honor of Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't come into your house in a dark house. Shabbos doesn't come into your house with a house without a set table. If you have an honored guest, you don't set the table after they come into the house. You don't light the lights after they come into the house. You do it beforehand. So for the din of Kavod Shabbos, it's not that I have to have it burning on Shabbos. That's the din of Onik Shabbos. But for Kavod Shabbos, it has to be before Shabbos. And some people say, but Ramaisa, you can't light on Shabbos. Of course you have to light before Shabbos. So what's really the big difference? But there's a very big difference. And I tell my wife this all the time, where a lot of ladies on Yontif, they'll wait until their husbands come home to light candles on Yontif. I could light it on Yontif, why not? So why light before Yontif comes in? I'll light when Yontif comes in. But the Rambam says you have to be mechabed Yontif and ma'anig Yontif. There has to be einig in kavod on Yontif also. So Yontif demands the same kavod. So Yontif also, you shouldn't wait if it's not the second day. The second day you can't do this. But if it's on the first day, you can't wait until husband comes home from shul because that's all you own in. And you can light it for Onig. But you have to light beforehand, you have to light it for Kavod. So there's two dinim. There's Onig Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. So with that, you can answer the Rambam very easily. Because on Shabbos, why did the Amud HaEsh come? The Amud HaEsh came not because it's pursuing Nisa for Shabbos or it's to show it's Shabbos. It came for the din of Kavod Shabbos. So it came for a different reason entirely. It came for its own halacha of Kavod Shabbos. The Amud HaEsh had to be there before Shabbos comes in. Therefore, but On Chanukah, there's no din of covered Chanukah. There's a din is on Chanukah, you have to have the candles lit. And that's from the Shkia. So that's exactly what the Rambam would hold. The Rambam would hold, you can't learn anything from Shabbos because Shabbos has a new din of covered Shabbos. But the Rashba holds, still. But what you, even if it is the covered Shabbos, but in order to have covered, you have to be able to know it's for Shabbos. It has to be minker, it has to be bukhuk that you're doing it for Shabbos. So you see, what makes it covered? Because you see you're doing it for Shabbos. So Rambam holds, therefore writing also, you see you're doing it for Chanukah, you see you're doing it for Chanukah, that's good enough. But the Rambam would hold the two different dinim of Shabbos and Chanukah. Now it's time to learn the second part, Shtaik.